Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So it's going to be 2 weeks to stop the spread of nukes. Why 2 weeks? With Trump? Yeah, I just don't know. No, you really don't know. It could be what he did last time going into the Israeli attack on Iran, which was play a bunch of games that made Iran think, because of all his flip-flopping, that, well, maybe we do have some time. Maybe we can sit down and enrich our way right to a bomb while we talk. And then, bam, the bomb started. So Trump was actually actively part of a disinformation operation that was very much military in style. So maybe that's what he's doing now. Or maybe he actually means 2 weeks. You never know with Trump. Which used to be called flip-flopping, but now is actually pretty good strategery. But what about this 2 weeks? Ben Tableau of the Defense of Democracies was on with Pyro this morning, explaining what they can do with it.
It gives the Israelis significant time to continue to erode the long-range strike capabilities and really defang the Iranian missile, military, and nuclear apparatus. So should the president decide to enter, the U.S. actually has less work here. So this is consistent both with the president's philosophy and with the idea of America first.
Okay. Another thing that ultimately what Trump would like to do, it's good cover for him, it's good cover for the Israelis, just good politics, is for the Israelis, Iranians to say, okay, we give up. Total surrender. You can come in and destroy our nuke plants. But hey, let us live. And then, you know, hopefully you can fly in safely and do that. And that gives you moral cover too. That would be the ideal. But that's not happening. Iran is signaling, I think in part because the Euro weenies have given them an opening. Well, we'll talk to you some more. Yeah, okay, like for 45 years while they enrich uranium and lie about it, violate every single deal they've ever cut. Iran now saying, oh, yeah, no, we're cool with nuclear talks. Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, and we'll involve the Euro weenies and all of that. But they're rejecting zero enrichment. So, non-starter. Because they've cheated on all the other deals that they have done. Todd Pyro, though, asking a good question about the 2 weeks to stop the nuclear spread delay.
What do you make of the theory that this two-week window from Trump is merely a delay tactic to allow Israel to perform a covert op inside Fordo to do exactly the same thing that the bunker buster would do, which is destroy Fordo?
Well, a covert op designed to ferry out the uranium would be 100% safer, would be 100% more secure way, because you would know if the uranium was not destroyed in some kind of blast or explosion. But conversely, it comes with a lot more risks. I don't see this, by the way, as some kind of covert op or psyop or anything designed to buy time for that. I actually see it as designed to buy time for the Iranians to realize how much of a bind they are, how much they have critically lost, and how much President Trump is giving them one last chance before really hitting pedal to the metal here. To be honest, just looking objectively as an outsider, the only thing that is standing between the collapse of this regime and certain death is President Trump. So President Trump has a real capability to say it's dismantle or else.
Yeah. And General Jack Keane was on yesterday, you know, just explaining, the Israelis technically could try to go after Fordo this way, but
there are alternatives. They're just not as good. I mean, Israel can certainly conduct a ground raid, you know, secure the facility and then blow it up and try to get out of there without taking a lot of casualties. There's a lot of risk associated with that. They successfully, back in 2020, took down the power grid that supports Natanz, and a lot of the centrifuges as a result of that were destroyed because the centrifuges got to keep spinning. You could also take down the ventilation system and deny that, obviously, ventilation to people working there. So there are alternatives, but none of them are quite as good as an airstrike with a bomb that has the capability to deal with the the deepness of this target, 300 feet into the ground, is quite formidable in trying to penetrate and achieve destruction. So it is the preferred option. But obviously, as you asked, there are other options. It's just more risk associated with them.
Everybody talking about the problems Trump has, that's what most of the media coverage is on both sides of this, really. All the problems Trump has, all the risks Trump has. But what about the Iranians? General Jack Keane weighed in on that.
Well, their air force is completely destroyed. And their air power infrastructure to support it, you know, with fuel, munitions, and the things that define air power besides airplanes. They have a very small navy, some frigates, some patrol boats. They're capable of mining the Straits of Hormuz. If we didn't take out that capability, or the Israelis take it out, they're pretty much reduced to missiles in terms of some form of retaliation. But believe me, if they're going to walk down that path, given the weakened position that they are in right now, Stuart, they know full well that the United States' response to something like that will be quite massive. And I think they recognize that their regime's survivability would truly be at risk if they take on the United States as a result of our conducting this limited strike, which is kind of a one-off strike. This is Israeli operation. They have led it for the last 6-7 days, and we would be supporting them with a significant capability, to be sure. I don't want to minimize it, but it is one airstrike at that target. We're not part of the major campaign that Israel is conducting here. And if Iran reacts to that, significantly trying to take down U.S. troops at our bases, our response will be quite consequential. And I would assume that they're very much aware of that. And they are in such a weakened position now, Stuart. I mean, the military leadership, as you know, is decapitated. So is the nuclear leadership. Airplanes have been flying over all the major cities and over Iran, the capital, Tehran, you know, 5 days, 6 days, days and nights. I mean, the psychological and emotional impact of that is significant. The civilian leadership in its entirety is in hiding. Yeah. They're in bunkers. So I don't expect them to do much in terms of major retaliation, because I think they know the risk to them personally and the risk to their being able to survive would really be at stake as a regime.
Yeah, they know one thing. Soleimani. He was the number two and Trump killed him. They know beyond a shadow of a doubt, they know this, Trump will kill you. The only question is what he'll kill you for. By the way, fascinating resurfaced interview that really can tell you a lot about what Trump is thinking here. You know that Trump had, the mullahs had the Iranians on such a short leash that when they did retaliation strikes on us for killing Soleimani, you know they called him first? They called him to let him know, hey, like, yeah, we heard you. You're going to turn our country into a parking lot if we retaliate. We got it. We understand. We're cool with it. Hey, we got to save face and respond. So we're going to fire some missiles near your base, but they won't hit your base. We just want to let you know so there's no service members outside the base when we do it. And then that's exactly what they did. And he revealed it later. And they didn't kill a single service member for the rest of Trump's term. Biden comes in. We got Navy SEALs dead in the Red Sea. We've got drones flown in right into our bases. Service members being assassinated. I mean, folks, imagine these people on, off the chain again, another Democrat administration, and now they've got nuclear fissile material. Not just nuclear weapons, but the nuclear material that can proliferate. There's just no other way forward.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, he took the midnight train. So did she. It all worked out. What a great song. It's just the pure sound of America. All right, it's not the weekend yet. Still got to work. You too. So get moving. Okay, Victor Davis Hanson, y'all, really nails this.
We are at a historic time in the Middle East. Never in our lifetimes have we been closer to a complete revolutionary fervor that gives promise of normalcy for the Middle East, and never have we been in more danger of seeing the entire region blow up. What am I referring to? And that is the war right now between Iran and Israel. It is surreal. If we had this conversation 5 years ago, and I said to you, the Iranian nation that is huge compared to Israel, 10 times the population, the Iranian nation has lost all control of the Houthi terrorists, and they are themselves neutered. Their surrogates in the West Bank, Gaza, are neutered. They're gone as a Hamas, as a fighting force. The formidable, the terrifying Hezbollah cadres, they're inert. There is no more Syria, the Assad dynasty, the pro-Iranian Assyria. It's in chaos, but whatever the chaos is, seems to be anti-Iranian. There is no Shia crescent, starting with Tehran all the way to the Mediterranean. Lebanon is free of Iranian influence. So is Syria. Gaza de facto will be. There is no Russian presence. It's not a patron. It's not a protector. It's not a power in the Middle East. It's tied down in Ukraine. And Iran itself, the formidable powerhouse of the Middle East that evoked terror all over, has no defenses. And now we've seen 5 days of war in which the Israelis have systematically dismantled all of the Iranian missile defenses. They have air defenses. They have dismantled the terrorist hierarchy. They have dismantled the people who are responsible for the nuclear program. And we're down to a single critical issue. They have suffered casualties. The Iranians have sent over 400 ballistic missiles and drones into Israel. And 90% are stopped, but that 10% gets through.
Yeah, that's why we just had texture, right? The two-week delay is devastating. It is devastating for the Israelis, because that 10% getting through, they're going to keep getting hit. There's going to be more hospitals hit, more kids killed. It's, yeah. On the other hand, it does buy time. Want to hit this again in this hour. I did it in 2 hours yesterday, but I think this is remarkable. Most of the opposition to this taking out, and folks, we have fought so many fake enemies. I'm sick to death of fighting fake enemies, enemies where our own leaders have to lie to us to get us into the conflict. This is a real enemy. And it's an enemy that is partnered, you know, hand and foot, body and soul with the Democrat Party. And folks, you've seen what they've done. Think October 7th. Think Houthis, 319 strikes on our military ships. Think Brigadier General warning, they're going to sink one of our ships. They are going to kill our soldiers. In fact, they already killed two SEALs. Nobody talks about that. Think about another Democrat administration. Think about another $300 billion thrown Iran's way. Think about the resurrection of each one of, you know, their you know, Hamas, Hezbollah, their other operatives. Except now they're moving against us. They have nuclear fissile material and China is directing them. That was the big reveal in the Red Sea. This was not Iran's proxy, the Houthis, hitting the ships that come through that shipping lane. 20% of the world's trade goes through there. It's critical for us, critical for Europe. This isn't just the Houthis. China was doing the targeting of our naval ships. You better believe that got Trump's attention. Again, can you imagine throwing nuclear fissile material, nuclear-tipped munitions into that? Because that's coming. And the Democrats will turn their head as our military folks are murdered. They'll turn their head as they try to kill. They will, because they did last time, Trump again. So to me, it was astonishing that the guy leading the Republican opposition to finally taking out an actual enemy of America, not the fake ones we keep fighting. Iran has done so much more to us, killed so many. But do you realize they killed 608 of our troops in Iraq? You realize that, right? Never avenged. Till Trump came along and took out Soleimani. That's the only justice they'll ever get. And who is leading this? Who is leading the opposition to finally defanging this enemy? I don't want to do nation building. I don't want a single troop on their soil. I'd oppose that. Tucker Carlson. Does he have a clue what he's talking about? No.
And we're on the cusp of a war. So if Iran, if there's evidence that Iran paid hitmen to kill Donald Trump and is currently doing that, where is that? Like, what are you even talking? I've never heard that before.
Okay.
Where is the evidence? Who are these people? Why haven't they been arrested? Why are we not at war with Iran?
That's a great question to ask.
How do you know that that's true?
We know that it's true because we have been told that by the military and our intelligence community for the last 2 years.
We meaning who?
Congress has and the public. I mean, we had multiple testimonies. I can send you testimony.
Do we know the names of the people or where this happened or what they tried to do to kill Trump?
Yes. Currently in federal custody across two assassination plot attempts, Asif Merchant, Carlisle Rivera, Jonathan Lodholt. There is a fourth Iranian assassin who escaped. They think he made it back to Iran. Carlson didn't know, he claims. But this story has a happy ending. Once he was informed by the internet and Ted Cruz, well, we got an apology to Donald Trump, and Tucker Carlson says, wow, we should go to war.
In the United States.
Yes, and by the way, like Iran...
This just seems like a huge headline, and you're okay. Acting like everyone knows this. I didn't know that.
Iran put out a whole video about murdering Trump.
Right, but I've never heard evidence that there are hitmen in the United States. I mean, trying to kill Trump right now, we should, like, have a nationwide dragnet on this, and we should attack Iran immediately if that's true. Don't you think?
No.
If they're trying to assassinate our president?
They have been for 2 years. They
are
enemies.
Then why are we at war with them?
Well,
because Joe Biden was too busy funding them from pallets of cash all the way on up to $300 billion plus $40 billion in cash funds they could draw down on. That's why. Like Iran wanted Trump dead. Their handlers in China wanted Trump dead. Democrats, they just want him gone. So it all works out. And it will go right back to being that way. You cannot walk away from this country. You cannot opt out. They are opting in. They're not quitting. They're not giving up. We shouldn't either. We have a great chance to take these people out. Look, folks, again, I don't want a single boot on that soil. Maybe some special forces if we have to. Very light footprint, perhaps, for some operation, but and maybe just for targeting or something. But even then, I'm not wild about it. I don't want any nation building. I'd freak out if he did that. Hit the nukes. Kill Khomeini. Let the let the Israelis do it. Kill Khomeini, and we're done here. We move on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.